Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The Long Box, guys. With me, as always, are some of my very best friends since I was a very, very little kid. Mikey, how you doing, and what are you drinking, pal?
I'm doing well, and I'm drinking an A&W root beer tonight.
Ooh, delicious. I was looking for an A&W root beer today, because I was just in the mood, and I didn't find one.
Josh, I have them all.
Because you're hoarding. Josh, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
And what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a brown ale from Founders called Dirty Bastard.
Dirty Bastard. That sounds good.
That's good.
I like a nice brown ale. Tommy, sweet, sweet Tommy. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Tom? What are you drinking?
I have a double distilled 120 proof rum in my Diet Coke tonight, and it is putting me through hell. Speaking of hell, today we're going to be talking about someone who literally was sentenced to hell for a while, Patsy Walker, a.k.a. The Hellcat. A terrific comic book and also a great representation of someone who made it through the romantic era to the Marvel era. One of only two characters, I believe. Is that right, Mike?
Well, not quite. So Patsy Walker first appears in Miss America number 2 back in 1944 or so. She's created by, I'm not kidding, Stuart Little and Ruth Atkinson.
Stuart Little were a superhero, he'd be able to turn into like a Mighty Mouse or something. We can all agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Miss America was a romance comic. Patsy Walker is a teen girl in there. She becomes very popular. This is under the auspices of Timely Comics, which also produced, you know, Namor and the Human Torch and Captain America. But as after World War II, when superheroes kind of fell out of favor, people were more interested in reading about Westerns and war comics and horror comics and romance comics. Patsy Walker is one of those characters who just continues to last through the 40s, through the 50s, into the 60s in her romance comic. She ends up becoming... she has several different series in addition to Miss America, which she was in. She gets her own series, Patsy Walker, and her arch nemesis / frenemy, Hedy Wolf, joins her in one comic. It's called Patsy and Hedy. And these comics last for quite a while, till Marvel Comics actually gets a foothold when they start doing superhero comics. She's one of the survivors of that lost age, I would say, of Timely Comics. You know, as it progressed from Atlas to Marvel, they were trying to think of, you know, some of the writers had grown up reading Patsy Walker. At one point, I believe it was Steve Englehart and George Perez are working on a comic book which features the Beast. And they decide, let's bring Patsy Walker in. So in the comic, Patsy has married her longtime boyfriend from the romance comics days, Buzz. And Buzz is now a army officer, and he has been tasked with finding out who the Beast is. At a certain point, the Beast gets injured. Patsy finds him, brings him in, helps him, and promises not to tell her husband, who is, by the way, abusive to her, about, you know, who the Beast really is, Hank McCoy, as long as he would teach her how to be a superhero. And he agrees. And then the series ends before anything happens. So it's several years later when Beast is a member of the Avengers, and Englehart and Perez are on that, and they're like, oh, well, we should do something with Patsy Walker. So they bring her back. She shows up at the Avengers compound. She ends up Beast ends up convincing Captain America to train her how to fight. She's a natural athlete. They find a suit that gives her kind of super strength and agility, although it turns out later on that wasn't actually the case. It's just her natural ability. She goes through a whole series of adventures as a superhero called Hellcat. Most notably, as Tom had already mentioned, she dies. She at one point gets trained by Moondragon and gets psychic powers that Moondragon bestows upon her. She, because of her time being dead, she gains immunity, or limited immunity to magic, and can sense supernatural things happening about her. She's really bad at choosing men. So her first husband, Buzz, ends up not only being abusive, but ends up being a supervillain. She marries Damien Hellstrom, the son of Satan. And that's
Wait, Mike, are you talking about Damien Hellstrom, the one with the psycho pseudo metal Damien Hellstrom?
Yeah, you can't remember can't make fun of it, you fuckface.
Let the psychosensitive metal of his nether trident probe the grounds, Damien Hellstrom?
Yes, it was not only probing the ground, however, though. Because of her attempting to rescue him from hell, he unleashes his dark soul on her, and it drives her to commit suicide. And she ends up in Mephisto's realm. Hellstrom can't rescue her, but sends other Avengers in to rescue her from Mephisto. She saves all of the other Hell Realms from Dormammu at one point, and kind of tells Mephisto, okay, we're even. Like, I escaped your hell, but I did save your hell from Dormammu, so let's just call it fair. She's a delightful superhero who has been through a shit ton of trauma.
And her last comic book, I think that run has stopped. At least I stopped getting in my comic book store. Yeah. Was delightful. It was a real fun. I liked the way it was drawn. It was a little more aimed towards a younger crowd. I think the art style reflected that. But the writing and the characters and the way they interacted with each other was not really dumbed down very much. You had Andy, the android, in there working in her office. She-Hulk would often use her as her private investigator.
I was going to say, she was a private investigator for the She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was a private investigator for She-Hulk, and then in the Katie Leth series, Patsy Walker, a.k.a. Hellcat, she has her own adventures because She-Hulk can no longer afford her. So she starts a super temp agency.
Yeah. Like a Heroes for Hire kind of knockoff.
Yeah, but it is a very delightful series. I agree. That's probably my favorite series of hers.
Same. And she does spend a lot of time trying to help supervillains also, like reform. Like, hey, I know you've had a lot of problems. We've all had problems. Do you want to try to come over to the good side for a while? I can try to get you a job. She didn't just hire these superheroes and supervillains to be superheroes. She also hired them to be dock workers. Like, you have super strength. All right, take a step back. Maybe work on the docks. You can make a pretty good living.
Yeah, the guy who had telekinetics, she's like, why don't you help people move?
Yeah, you're a moving company now. That's a great idea. Never going to hurt your back.
Yeah.
Might hurt my frontal cortex. She would put these people like super speed. You're a typist now. Yeah, I am. I'm a data entry professional is what I am.
Or a courier.
Yeah, she would help them think. You know, and unfortunately, Stillman never came over to her because he would have been great at washing windows. Washing windows for show. But, like, she would – and she was very cathartic and helpful. Like, she didn't just judge people right off the bat. If you came to her and you said you really wanted to change, she believed you and she would try to help. It bit her in the ass once or twice, but mostly it was very successful.
And she was also kind of around in the Spider-Woman comics when Spider-Woman was having her baby and trying to raise her baby while also doing the superhero thing.
Yeah, I like the fact that they've incorporated her years in romance comics into the storyline of Patsy Walker in Marvel Comics. The idea is her mother was horrible to her and took her and her friends and made them into comic book characters, which nobody really wanted, but they signed waivers for. And then years later, after the mom passes away, still being horrible to Patsy, Hetty, her frenemy from high school, takes over the publishing rights and starts running Patsy Walker's publishing, which Patsy does not get any money from. And there are people who recognize her from the superhero comics as a romance comics.
Yeah, I just read you in a comic book. You're dating some guy named Scooter? No. No, I'm not. Scooter's not real. Also, her mother, like, tried to sell her to Satan at one point. And I was that in the just...
Her mother did sell her to Satan. She sold to one of the demons in exchange for being resurrected, because she was dying of cancer. The mother was dying of cancer. It's like, here, just take my daughter's soul instead.
That's like something Lainey's mom would do.
Yeah, it's a very evil, mom.
Yeah.
So, couple of things. First of all, it reminds me of the Ghostbusters cartoon where Venkman's like, I sold my soul to the devil. I sold my soul to the devil. I sold my soul to the devil. And Negan looks at him and goes, don't be ridiculous. He's just a minor demon. I sold my soul to a minor demon. I sold my soul to a minor demon. I sold my soul to a minor demon.
And that reminds me of, don't worry, Venkman. Everyone has three mortgages now.
Yeah, everyone has three mortgages these days. I liked how they incorporated her into the Netflix live action series.
Yeah.
They brought her in.
Good job.
Good job. And they weaved her in well. And then just as she started to get to be a superhero, all those ended. I know that some of those threads are being pulled into the new Disney Marvel series. Fortunately, they're keeping the guy who played Daredevil. He was already in the Echo series. Couldn't finish, but still glad he's coming over. I don't know who else they're keeping, but it'd be nice if she made the cut.
Yeah, I'd like to. I would definitely watch a Hellcat series.
Oh, me too. Especially, and I like the way they changed her slightly in the TV show, as she was a TV show actress instead. They made it into like a TV show, and I like that because it just kind of switched the media up a little bit.
Yeah, they kept the angst between her and her mom. In a very modern context of where there's so many stories about how shitty the parents of youth actors are, of teen stars are.
Yeah,
it was good. It was very apropos.
Yeah, it was one of the few instances where they updated the storyline and it made perfect sense and it fit perfectly.
Yeah. Modern context, boom, nailed it.
Boom, nailed it. One for one on that one.
So Disney, if you're listening, I know you're not, but keep her. Get Hellcat going.
She's a keeper.
She was a partner with Iron Man recently. They spent like 20 something issues as assistant to Tony Stark. That was in 2020 or 2021.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't mention her whole relationship with Tony Stark, LT. You are the Iron Man expert.
I haven't read some of the recent stuff, so.
Yeah. You just wanted to focus it on the psychotropic nether region trident or whatever.
You got none of this right yet.
The psychosensitive metal of his nether trident.
If you want to hear a whole episode on Damien Hellstrom.
Three-pronged nether junk.
We actually did two different podcasts of it before because we forgot we had already done a podcast on it once and we did it again. So, yeah.
Three-Prong Never Duck is my Rankin-Tours cover band.
Because who could forget the psychosensitive metal of his nether trident probing the grounds?
Nailed it.
All right, I guess that will do it for Patsy Walker. A character we've loved for a long time, and I'm glad she's going. I love the Fremeny thing. They do it really well, because sometimes they actually are in cahoots and working together, and sometimes they're not. And it's kind of fun to watch that play out, and they do a good job of that, too. Mike, what do you got at the front of the long box for us, though?
At the front of the long box, I have a very special game for our one particular listener out there, Diane. We are about to do Hawkeye trivia.
Ooh, not my best. Not my best.
All right. Not my best.
All right, Tom, you were the winner last time, so we're going to skip you and go to Josh.
Yep.
Josh, in what comic book did Hawkeye make his first appearance? And I'm going to give you the choices. Okay. Was it The Avengers, Tales of Suspense, Hawkeye, or Iron Man?
I'm going to go with Iron Man.
No.
Oh, we got fancy, did we?
Wow. Yeah, you found a graph. Okay, nice. Nice. I like it.
LT, you for the steal.
Would that be The Avengers, Mike?
It would not be The Avengers. Oh, Tom, over to you.
Would it be Tales to Astonish?
No,
because that wasn't a choice.
Yeah, wasn't Tales a choice. Of suspense. Tales of Suspense.
Tales of Suspense. Would it be? Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, yeah. You shouldn't get that. He didn't even pick an option that existed.
Yeah.
It was the other option. Above. Shut up.
Is it your sweater or your pants? Shoes.
Josh, back to you. What is Hawkeye's real name?
I don't get another question?
No, because you said Tales to Astonish.
Eliminated. Points don't matter, Tom, but my revenge does.
Josh, what's Hawkeye's real name?
That guy with the thing and the bow. It's not Squishy Face, but that's who he is in the Marvel. I believe that's his legal name in the Marvel world. Squishy Face. I'm going with Squishy Face.
Squishy Face is not correct.
Is it LT?
Clint Barton, Mike?
That is cool.
I spelled it out sign language three times for you, Josh.
I saw.
Clint Barton, born in Waverly, Iowa.
I think I'd say Waverly, right. Mass. Okay.
The Hawkeye State.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Buckeye State.
No, that's Ohio.
I don't care. I didn't say it was. I said I think.
All right, LT, back to you. Where does Clint work before becoming a superhero?
Circus?
Yes. Because he was an orphan, joined the circus.
That's all orphans can do. You get two options.
Two options.
Thief, circus.
Circus.
Or both.
Or both.
Yes, there's three.
Circus thief.
Circus thief. You steal circuses.
Yes.
LT, what team does Hawkeye join along with Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch?
Avengers?
Yep. What is the draw weight on Hawkeye's bow?
120 pounds?
Oh, we talked about this before. On one of our previous episodes, Tom, what is the draw weight on Hawkeye's bow?
220?
Josh.
Something 20.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
You are both wrong.
220 is a lot.
Is it, though?
I mean, it is.
It is.
180.
250.
What?
I was closest.
Without going over. It's fair. Price is right.
That's
rules.
A lot.
Tom.
All right. LT, it's back to you.
Okay.
What disability does Hawkeye have to deal with?
Hearing a loss.
Don't you dare ask him how he got it.
Tom, how did he get it?
Damn it. Tom, you know how? Or is that to me?
Yeah.
That's to you.
Oh, he lost it from, he did it himself with one of his whistling arrows.
Yep. Josh, who replaces Hawkeye on the Avengers when the team is forced to comply with affirmative action laws?
Falcon?
Correct. And he is a dick to Sam Wilson. And Sam's like, what is your problem?
He does not take it well. This was LT, a very different time.
LT, what did Hawkeye once use as projectiles to kill a group of captors? I'll give you your choices. Cheerios, playing cards, his own fingernails, or shirt buttons?
I want to say playing cards, but it seems very obvious, so it leads me to think it's shirt buttons.
Shirt buttons?
Nope. Josh?
I don't remember my choices. It's not fingernails.
Are you sure it's not fingernails?
No.
So you think it's Cheerios?
It's fingernails.
Fingernails!
Okay.
That was from the Ultimates universe.
So gross.
LT, which fellow Avenger does Hawkeye marry?
He marries Mockingbird.
That is correct. Tom, who does Hawkeye, who kills Hawkeye twice during the House of M storyline?
Twice?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wanda?
You are correct, sir. Josh, what part of Hawkeye's body does Crossfire put a bounty on? Is it his unmentionables?
His hands?
His eyes? His head? Or his right arm?
His right arm.
You are correct.
I would have gone with fingers if I was him.
LT, how many arrows can Hawkeye's quiver hold? 36, 32, 28, or 24?
24.
Tom, you for the steal.
36.
Josh, you for the steal.
28.
Correct answer is 32.
Blue, 32. Blue, 32.
All right, LT, who challenges Hawkeye to a duel to the death? Is it Trickshot, Crossfire, Yondu, or Kate Bishop?
Kate Bishop?
Tom?
Is that going to be Yondu? Who are the first two again?
Trickshot or Crossfire?
I'll go with Trickshot.
You are correct. Josh, what is Hawkeye's preferred mode of transportation? Is it a jetpack, a land speeder, a hang glider, or a sky cycle?
Don't let LT steal this. Come on, man.
It's a hang glider?
Sky cycle option.
You are correct, yes. Tom, what weapon does Hawkeye carry in case he runs out of arrows? I'll give you four clues or four options. A knife, ninja stars, staff, or a gun?
You know what? I'm going to say none. I'm going to say his bow is his other weapon. True, he beats the shit out of people with that bow sometimes.
Josh?
You know what? I'm happy to be wrong, because you're wrong.
What weapon does Hawkeye carry in case he runs out of arrows?
A bow staff?
LT?
Knife?
Yep.
Happily wrong. Don't care.
Tom, Which hero did Hawkeye kill? Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, or Captain America?
Captain America?
Nope.
He died so many times.
Josh, you for the steal.
Iron Man?
LT, you for the steal.
Hulk?
That is correct. Bruce Banner gives him an arrow and asks him to kill him. So he will not go on another rampage. And Tom, last question. What new identity does Hawkeye assume as a member of the new Avengers?
Not Nomad, but...
Spocklai?
Spocklai? I can see it. What the fuck was that guy's name?
The whole basis of his TV show. He's trying to get the costume back.
Yeah, I know. Because he doesn't want to be, yeah. It's not like Shogun or Ronin or Ronin.
There you go.
I had to walk there, guys. Sorry if that took some time.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay. All right, and once again, Diane wins.
Once again, Diane wins. As well as she should. She's awesome. Such a great host every time we go to Pensacola. Tommy, what do you got in the back of the long box?
So I have a book called Hazed. I'm going to give it a meh. I read it this week, and I was just... It had decent reviews, but it was just a meh for me. By Robbie Rodriguez as the artist and author Mark Sable. It came out in 2008. It is about a feminist who is entering college and decides to pledge with the sorority STD. And she does this so that she can fight the system from within the system. It has some funny things in it, but overall it just wasn't hit me that way. Just wasn't hit me as that great of a book. But the art was good. But it's all about this person who's trying to change the world for the positive for womankind. And instead, the system kind of changes her more than it changes the world. And then she kind of has this hero's journey and helps save her roommate. Who was kind of the poster child for what a sorority person would be, even though she didn't get picked for the sorority. And so it kind of has this redemption arc at the end, but still, it just wasn't that great of a book to me. And it's called Hazed.
And who published it?
It's an Image book.
Yeah. All right. Kind of a... Why did you pick that to be your pick of the long box if you didn't like it that much? Is there one redeeming quality? You said the artwork was good, at least.
The artwork was good. I really liked the artwork.
Is that why
you picked it? Very
nice. Yourself? Yeah. I mean, the first time you picked it up. Who was it again?
Robbie Rodriguez did the art.
Oh, that's always good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I can see why that would lure you in.
Drew me in to read it. And I was just like, oh, this has like, you know, some funny things in it, but overall I just wasn't crazy about the book.
Actually, that sounds kind of interesting to me. I'll borrow that from you. Sounds good. Don't know why, it just does. That's a little tangential. Josh, that's your purview. You got a tangent for us today?
Yeah, I was trying to think of something. Nothing really hit me hard, but we were talking about Hawkeye. Yep. Mike was talking about Hawkeye. So Hawkeye turns his best skill, archery, into his superhero career. So if you had to turn what you think is one of your best skills into a superhero persona, what is your what's your superhero persona?
I would be the Grand Master, and I would be moving you guys. I'd be the man in the chair directing you guys where to go to fight the forces of evil.
I I'd be the incredible nice guy. What do you need over there? Yeah, I got a sandwich for you. What's going on, man? Hey, you need help moving? Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, Tom, I'm gonna extrapolate your power out of that. Your power is whatever the person next to you needs the most.
I can see that. Yeah, thank you, Josh. That's nice of you.
You're welcome. I can't wait for my super hand job. LT?
And you'll get it.
I'm a problem solver.
So what's your superpower?
That's I'm kind of like Mike in that I but not kind of not as the man in the chair, but the man in the field solving the problems as they're coming up.
Okay.
He's the getaway king of superheroes.
Getaway king. I like the getaway king. He always has a plan.
And I like that we don't see him anymore. You know why? He got away.
Got away.
Yeah. The least we see the getaway king, the better off he's doing.
Appeared in 3 comics. Hasn't made an appearance since the 1970s.
Because he's that good.
What about you, Josh?
I think I am a social and technical chameleon. I'm pretty good at reading every room. And I'm also pretty good at reading, picking things up quick. I think I am the skill-based version of Forge in my superhuman. Not quite Taskmaster, but I can pick up whatever I need to pick up very quickly, whether it be technical, physical, or social skill, when I need it, right on the spot.
Absolutely. Anytime we get like a problem, you're one of the first guys we come to. Even if we know you don't know how to do it, we can guise you finding out and you'll do it.
I figured it out. Gesh. Thanks, Mike. Yeah.
Josh taught me that.
I did. Is it Gesh, not Geese?
It is Gesh.
It is Gesh.
Is Gesh?
Yeah.
I've said it around my entire life.
It is Gesh. Yeah.
Yes.
What's his name? Gygax put the pronunciation wrong in all of his books, so we can't be held accountable for that. He read it and then said it was this, but really it's a and even Gesh it's the most common pronunciation of all the Gaelic sub, but it's not the only one.
All right, thank you. I like knowing. I don't hate being corrected. I like knowing the word right. Thank you.
But the word is Gesh.
All right. And I guess that's going to bring us to just about the end of this. Do we have anything to promote? I guess we have to promote Terrificon coming up because
we're going to have a table.
We got a table.
Yeah.
When is that, Mike?
It's a damn fine question. Talk to somebody.
I had some question.
I will find out.
We had some great guests coming to this thing, too. This is one of those ones where it's really artist-focused and writer-focused. I mean, you're going to see a lot of good comic book writers and a lot of good comic book writers and artists here. It's just a real, real comic book convention. There are going to be media people there, too, but, boy, I tell you, it's mostly about those comics.
I would say for the Northeast at this point, it is the most comic creator-centric con. In the Northeast right now.
Yeah.
Which is August surprising.
August 16th to the 18th.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to have a table. And we're going to be giving out stuff. And talking to people. And getting all kinds of comic books and prints. That's where I got my guitar signed last year from Chris Claremont, right?
Yeah. And Chris Claremont will be there again this year.
That wasn't last year, but it was.
I thought it was last year.
It was not. That was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, last year. We all got him to sign our X-Men comic.
We got him to sign the X-Men comic.
I thought you said guitar in my brain. Did you say guitar or comic book? Yeah, you didn't get your comic. You didn't get your guitar signed last year. That was 2 or 3 years ago. We all got a comic signed by him last year.
I think it was my guitar because that was the same year I won a little bit on the slot machine and I had to pay it this year. Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, it was definitely last year.
Yeah,
90% last year was the first year Claremont was there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was last year.
I don't know. I'm hoping that Claremont comes back. I'm hoping that he also brings his psychosensitive medal of his nether trident.
I don't think his nether trident is really... he's getting up there.
I don't think it's three-pronged anymore. Thanks, Jason, probably, it's one-pronged.
But it still probably probes the ground.
Jason Aaron, who was one of the writers for the Vader Down series, is going to be there.
Oh yeah. Oh. Good series.
Yeah.
I never know what to do with writers. Like, artists, give me a quick sketch, put a sketch in my sketchbook, I'll buy a print, shake the artist's hand, shake the writer's hand, but what else do you do? Write me some prose?
I like getting selfies with the writers, and I like having them sign one of my favorite issues of their comics.
Or putting down their favorite quote.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, ask them for a favorite quote.
Oh, who wrote Make Peace with Your Gods, Little Man? Or You Are Next?
Claremont.
All right, that would be a good... Beep, beep.
He's already... I have three of those signed by him, so... Every time I see him, I'm like, I don't have it with me. I'll just buy another one and have him sign it. But I won't be there because I will be at Epic Nerd Camp that week.
All right. Now we're just down to buying one extra ticket.
See? Huh?
Good news, boys.
It's convenient.
I'm going to fight to the death for him. Bah, bah, bah. Are we going to stay at the hotel?
Or Mike's house? I live 15 minutes from there.
Mike, I called dibs on the room.
Mike could jog home from there.
All right. Cheers, all right, buddy. LT, you can stay here, too. We got a pull out.
You can stay. There's a couch.
Of course, maybe. I assure you that Tom does not pull out.
Oh, yeah. No.
Also true.
Yeah, I'm worried about his psychosensitive metal trident.
What does my couch and my Uncle Donald have in common? Neither pull out. I really wish my Uncle Donald didn't tell me that joke when I was 9.
And then again at 10.
Yeah.
And then again at 11.
Oh, 12. And then I aged out and I'm fine. anything else to, well, I guess we want to give a shout out to Kirby Crackle for all our geek rock music needs.
Yeah, you can check them out at kirbycracklemusic.com.
Yeah, and they are terrific.
I'd like to thank GeekOrthodox.com.
GeekOrthodox.com.
Hello, Tammy.
GeekOrthodox.com, purveyor of fine stained glass prints, Johnny Skywalker rocks glasses, socks, you name it, they've got it at GeekOrthodox.com. They've got some great pins. If you want t-shirts and apparel, you have to go to IanLino.com because they've got so much stuff on GeekOrthodox.com that they needed two separate websites. It's crazy.
It's true.
They don't have that Amazon technology. They had to have two separate websites because they had so much stuff.
They are that big.
They're that big.
Crazy big.
Crazy.
I'd also like to thank There We Blow. They haven't given us any music yet, but they're a terrific pirate rock renaissance band. And check them out coming to a pirate fest or a renaissance fair near you.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. All right. You may know one of them or two of them.
Right. And Mikey, what's this podcast like to you?
It's like Drunk History, but for comics.
And Tommy, sweet, sweet Tommy, what do you got to say?
Well, you know, when times are tough, just make sure your psychosensitive metal of your nether trident probes deep into the ground.
Deep, deep, deep into the ground.
Deep, and Josh, deep into the ground.
And Josh, sweet, sweet Josh, is Epic Nerd Camp. Is that your sector?
Yeah, Darlington, Maryland. Once again, I'll be teaching all the sword classes, rapier, longsword, and stage combat at Epic Nerd Camp.
Come by, say hi. I got to go one of these years.
You could just be my assistant and not have to pay to go.
I would love to be your assistant.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Don't do it this year, though.
Don't do it this year.
They need you for Terrificon.
Hey, don't forget what I always say. Don't diss what you hate. Just promote what you love. You're going to live longer. Trust me on this. So long from the long box, guys. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Mikey.